you saying it, or are you...
What is it?
Sorry, Ron. So I was talking with Lauren. Recording.
Chris, hit the button. Chris, Lynn, hit the button. Chris, I have a cold. I have a virus. Chris, my virus is deep. Chris, there is bacteria in my testicles. Help me. Help my testicles, Chris. Soak them in bone broth. Soak my testicles in bone broth. Please.
Chris, you have to enter into my pouch.
Please, make a small incision at the bottom of my scrotum.
Chris, you have to enter my pouch.
Please.
And get my eggs.
Squeeze my vas deferens until the bacteria releases.
Chris.
Compression is the only thing that can conquer bacteria.
Chris, I have a wound.
Please, Chris, soak them in your saliva.
Chris, find my wound.
Radar, detect my wound in my testicles next to my penis.
Use the dismissive smell to detect my wound. Chris.
Microscopic drone surgery.
Chris, use the surgical robot to suture my wound.
My giant bones. Hell yeah.
Chris, my bones are too big.
I have dinosaur bones. Please use your microscopic drones on my dinosaur bones. That sounds like a Beck line. Microscopic bones on your dinosaur bones and your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And he goes to the Scientology thing.
With- I think he gets wise.
What?
And gets wise.
And gets really wise.
Wish gets I wisdom.
I wish I understood Scientology.
It's a fun organization. Now you understand it.
Oh, okay.
I bought a bunch of books.
On Scientology?
A ton. I bought a ton of L. Ron Hubbard books.
Did you read them?
No. But did you know he's one of the most prolific authors?
No.
Like, of all time? He's written thousands and thousands of pages.
If you're a big bullshit artist.
He's written so much that it's hard to fathom. But I got probably like 20 of his books here.
Pistol Marksmanship?
Yeah, he's good with that.
Really?
I don't know, probably.
I just saw Pistol Marksmanship.
You could probably do anything. You can use Scientology to do anything. Probably should get into this. I wonder if this on Twitter when they post about productivity hacks and like the 10 things you need to be doing to awaken your productivity, we should just start posting Scientology as a reply to that, I think. You know?
Yeah. It's like that's a cure-all.
Yeah. Just next time, like, Naval Ravikant puts on Twitter, just reply with L. Ron Scientology shit.
Pistol marks and shit by L. Ron Hubbard.
I agree. Here's something you might want to take a look at.
Wow.
But he's got so many books. Are you sick?
Yeah. Not acutely sick, though.
You just have a nose?
Yeah.
You got a nose for it.
I have a big Shylock nose for it. I was able to sniff out all the
stuff. The money. You found the money.
Little children like money? Not as much as I do, youngster.
I found all the money.
Oh, you dropped a penny.
Did you see that clip I posted to Instagram of the Jewish kid?
Yes. The phone one?
Yeah.
What is that? I can't watch it. I can't even watch it. I want it because I'm going.
I promise. I think the phone, it's a wonderful invention of humankind, but I think it's a Yetzer Haram trap. I think it is. It's a Yetzer Haram trap.
A Yetzer Haram trap.
I hate the phone. I really hate it.
Holy shit.
But I think it's a wonderful marvel of human ingenuity. But it's a Yetzer Hara trap. I really believe that. So I've set limits on my phone. I tried to turn things off. I block certain websites, thank God. And so I'm hoping to curb the Yetzer Hara. That's my hope. But I'm sometimes the Yetzer Hara wins. Sometimes I lose time for Gemara because I'm doing who knows what.
What's Gemara?
Gemara is like it's like dice. It's like craps. When they play craps.
Oh, like when they're at like when they're throwing dice on the cardboard.
It's basically just N-word behavior, but for Jays.
Ah.
They do dice. They do fried chicken. They do all the same shit.
Come on, get yours, Flair. Throw them bones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hot six. Hot six.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this thing's a Yetzer.
Yetzer Hara
trap.
I would say sucking moil must be a Yetzer Hara.
Sucking moil and draining babies of blood.
That's a Yetzer
Hara. Of goy blood. That's definitely a Yetzer Hara trap.
Yeah. I would say.
Well, that's actually when they. It's a good thing. It's a Yetzer Hara gimme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a gimme.
Freebie.
Well, no, gimme is the Yiddish word for good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
I believe.
But you know what's yeah, it's good.
Fucking listen. I don't want to get into this, but I guess we got hours to fill here. You know how they, move?
What do you mean?
You ever see the videos when they're like, not torturing animals, but like fucking with animals?
No.
At the zoo and stuff. Can you type in Orthodox guy messing with animal at the zoo? As if searching. I don't even, what's the point?
Like this is going to be out there. Like they would allow that one of their guys.
I mean, it was making the rounds. Go back and scroll down. It might be up. Oh, good God, man. How can people look like that even? Scroll down. Chicken abuse. Oh, my God, brother. But the way they move, there was a guy, he was just fucking with a gorilla, and it was giving him so much joy to, or some sort of wild animal. He was giving him so much joy to, like, mess with this animal through the glass, and he was going like this. Like, doing, moving like a... Like a
yeah.
Impossible body mechanics.
Yeah. 0% athleticism. Body
zero, mechanics. 0% athleticism. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Zero.
Tormenting a gorilla going, hey, yeah, mapacha, yeah, bye-bye.
Like it's like if a loaf of bread designed his athleticism.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft shoulders, that's tough. Why?
By the way, these are Shaq Gnosis.
Those are?
The pump. These were 1500.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Those are fat.
These are Shaq's shoes right here.
Wow.
These are the better ones. Okay. They have.
Those are rare. Shaq Gnosis. Oh, no. Wait.
These are more rare than the Shaq Gnosis. These are the Shaq pumps.
Wow. They have leather uppers. There they are. I see them. Shaq Victory Pump.
Shaq Victory Pump. That's what these are.
In the blue. They also came in purple.
These are terrible. I'm wearing these as a joke. These are even, I don't even want to wear them as a joke, though. They're so bad.
Wow, you just committed like a mortal sin. Like, as the black guy was like, man, hey, young blood, you need to be easy on them shoes.
I got to start getting into sneakers, I think.
No, you don't.
That's the next phase of my career.
No. I would literally rather see you get good at dominoes.
When I hit 40, I'm going to become a sneakerhead.
There's nothing worse than sneakers.
Just wait. No. The way I do it, you're going to be proud.
No.
All right?
I have to intervene.
You're going to say, my boy Sammy, he did it. He really did do it.
He's got Travis Scott's shoes. He loves sicko mode from Travis Scott. Yeah.
But when you see what I've got on my feet for kicks, you're going to say, my boy Sammy really did do it.
He did the damn thing.
He did the damn thing.
He got McGrady's. He's got basketball players. I'm more interested in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
It's fucking 25 pounds here.
Harlequin leather bag?
Yeah, that's my fault.
Who made that?
Vanson.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have like an agent at Vanson?
No.
I have to get you that. I have your suit, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, cool.
Just wash it. Just soak it. Nice. It'll be fine. All right. They use good leathers, right?
Not really. They use the leather's decent.
But they'll make you anything you want?
They'll make you whatever you want, yeah.
What'd they give you?
$2,500.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's not good, though.
Why?
This is motors for, well, it's just.
I like it a lot. I think it looks good.
There's just stuff that I would do differently that I would, you know, I emailed them back asking if we could do it again, but, the main thing is just little changes that I would do here and there. But the other thing is it's motorcycle jacket leather. So it's like a 20-pound bag empty. So it's just not usable, really.
This is fucking
Where's you gotta put loaves of bread in there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, put some loaves of bread in there.
Heavy. Real heavy. That's like heavier than I even thought. I like this one. That's cool, though.
The blue bag.
The blue and the yellow. Very good. Very, very nice leather bags. I could put the little boy in there.
Yeah, I might just redo it and keep it one color as opposed to this silliness here.
All white.
All white, yeah. White do all white. Can you do it all white?
All white, baby blue.
Yeah.
Do it all Puerto Rico flags.
No, Charlotte Hornets. Charlottesville Hornets.
Charlottesville Hornets.
Is it? What is it? Charlottesville?
Charlotte Hornets.
Charlottesville Hornets.
Yeah.
Charlottesville.
Auschwitz Athletics. Like all the Dachau Devils. What is it? What's the other one? What are the other concentration camps' names? Bergen-Belsen. The Bergen-Belsen Bulls.
Bergen-Belsen.
Concentration camp cities.
Let me see. Oh, I had I'm having fake ads made. I just want to play this one and see what you think. Yeah, it's closer to Jan.
The main camps. There we go. Bergen-Belsen, Buchenwald.
Bergen-Belsen.
Dachau. I remember my eighth grade history was like made me like know. I had like know all these math thousand.
God,
not all these, but
they made you memorize all of them in school.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can tell that. The all new Bluetooth Razo Shift Knob. It's the perfect way to keep up with important notifications on the go. So go ahead, step on the gas, and shift into the future.
A Bluetooth Shift Knob by Razo.
Really?
The all-new Bluetooth Razo Shift Knob.
Wow.
So you just, like, your shift knob, you just it's talk, Bluetooth. You talk in, you lean down and talk into it.
Shift. Upshift. Downshift. That's funny.
You have to use your phone.
Yeah.
Are you going to create, like...
a bunch of fake ads.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be, like, vaguely 70s, 80s, 90s style.
Can you do a deli meat?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Should do a deli
Heart.
Meat.
Mm-hmm. Heart deli meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of heart. What's another good product?
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Chris, you send that on Slack.
Heart deli meat. Those are funny.
Keep a window open in case we have more ideas. Heart deli meat.
Yeah. Fuck.
Pig sticker bullets. Cop killer rounds.
Stick.
Buy these, cop killer bullets. There should be an ad for that.
Yeah.
You need family-friendly cop killer bullets for the whole team.
Hi, Jimmy. I want cop killer bullets for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little kid wants them for Christmas.
Can you scroll down just a little bit? I just want to see the more of them. Because this list has grown severely since I've left school. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if someone's been editing.
They add one every year.
It's like.
It gets worse.
What could we? More.
Well, they just
more.
Do more research. They do, yeah.
More.
They do more and more research.
And new information pops out all the time out of their brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. You see the drones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting stuff.
That is exciting stuff.
Well, you want to talk about the CEO first? What's more?
Yeah.
What's sort of older? I think the CEO's launched
into
that. Yeah,
we'll do the CEO first.
I'll tell you, when I saw that they were shooting CEOs, I started crying.
Yeah? You were with joy?
No.
With sad?
Sad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because it's just, I don't think that we should see this type of violence on camera. And it's just terrible. And we shouldn't have this type of thing happen.
Okay, that's a hot take there, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think it was coming?
No, he probably didn't deserve it.
No, he didn't deserve that. The shareholders did.
They didn't deserve it.
What? Are you out of your mind? Are you trying to get me? Hey, I walked Bob Dylan to the stage.
Nicholas.
No. Okay, so this fat patsy.
Video of
Brazilian
dancing in front of animal cage. Let's see what perplexity.ai comes up with for an answer. Nope. I couldn't find any specific video of a Jew dancing in front of an animal cage.
The search results include general information about Jewish dances and events, such as iconic Jewish dances.
Iconic.
And Orthodox Jewish weddings. But nothing matches the description of a video involving a Jew dancing in front of an animal cage. What a great paid search engine that's changing the face of the planet right now. This AI stuff is so impressive, man. I tell you, it's really good stuff.
Okay, so you got
it's hard to explain. It's probably impossible to explain to people the level of criminality that everybody kind of suffers from under the thumb of these robber barons. I don't know anything in particular about United Healthcare, but
biggest offender.
Are they?
Yeah. Probably like they're the Nissan, the Jeep. They're the real putting out the bad product, expecting the good money,
mm-hmm.
denying the claims, doing the bulk of. And I'm not saying internally. I hate when people say taken aback.
Yeah.
It just seems like something, like all of a sudden you're like smoking pot and now you're like a laureate. Mm-hmm. I was really taken aback by you saying like you were upset by this.
Yeah.
You don't think that the public should be exposed to this stuff?
I think, well, no, I was kidding, but I think there's two sides to it. One argument you could make is that a lot of the people cheering for this are leftist, let the world burn type people.
Yeah.
And this is, I think there's a difference between targeted violence, which this is, and the type of violence that most people want to see, which is burning down stores, basically. In the minds of the average person, shooting this United Healthcare CEO is on the same level as like smashing the windows at an Apple store. Like, it's just as awesome. It's just as cool. Like, fuck that Apple store up. Let's see it. Let's blow that Apple store up. Like, meaningless dog barking into the wind type attacks that only make things worse. Only make it so that the surveillance state has more control, has more of an excuse to be in your business, has more whatever. The other thing is that has to be said is that if it's not proven that the FBI didn't do it, the FBI probably did it.
Did that?
Right. They do everything else. Why is this on the news so much? If this, does this narrative kill CEOs? Does this narrative, like, handsome guy shooting a CEO of a healthcare company, like a hated, probably a hated company. I haven't even looked into it. I don't know.
They're pretty hated.
A hated company, okay? Yeah. If this is such a shocking, narrative, obliterating action, why is it on every news channel every day? Like, it's just getting play on.
It has Masonic undertones to it.
Yeah.
289.
Mm-hmm.
There's a three-digit significance. He was taken in custody at 239.
Mm-hmm.
At 239, blah, 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 street. Mm-hmm. 239. United.
Mm-hmm.
United.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is like really silly, but like the flights that did 9/11 were United Airlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it American Airlines? Can I just double check? I was thinking about this. Like, it's always like words and shit. It's like baseball. Baseball's a Masonic game. They always like, there's
American, I think.
Was it American?
No,
United Airlines.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was United, like uni, whatever. It doesn't matter. Could mean something, whatever. And then there was like something about some three-digit code that I'd never heard before, and I would like to know the significance of it. The significance of it, it brings you to a passage.
Mm-hmm.
And then that passage means like blah, 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 blah. So you're saying. So my question back to you would be like two questions. One, does it say plebe, you don't even know how bad the recourse is going to be or the retaliation is going to be for you celebrating for this, and this is going to open the door for them to jam a telephone pole up your ass?
No? I think if it was a threatening narrative at all, it wouldn't be on the news. It would be on the news for like a split second before they pulled it off.
And they would bury it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they do anytime there's a story that is not doesn't fit what they want you to think, they get rid of it.
Like, so you're guy, saying this is celebratory?
The guy that ran over the Christmas parade, that black guy that drove through the white Christmas parade and hurt those people, yeah. That type of shit. It's not on the news because it threatens the narrative. So whatever this is, it's not threatening, okay? It's if anybody's looking at this thinking, we the people are going to have an uprising against the CEOs, you're not, because you're looking at it on CNN. It's on the news.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be partaking in anything like that. Whatever your visions of violence are, or comeuppance, or getting revenge against the man, it's not going to happen because you're watching it on the news. You're like mentally, you're in the psyop. You're like thinking something.
You're killing cops in virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the metaverse right now being a badass. You're doing graffiti in the metaverse.
You're doing graffiti in the metaverse. And the other thing are there ties to Nancy Pelosi at all? Is this like a...
He was supposed to testify against her.
That's the most plausible thing. I mean, if it's public public like this, and was he supposed to testify against her?
That's what some people say.
Is that a real thing? I mean, this is all...
Yeah.
Unless it's triple verified, it's fucking fake.
Friend of the Pelosi family. Oh, Mangione was. But they said the guy had some insider info or something like that.
I mean, that's, if there's any whiff of credibility to any Pelosi stuff, that's the most plausible, most believable thing here.
When I see, he's like really Italian. He looks like he belongs, like his life should have been like a cheesemaker in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could have worked for the Sargento cheese family.
Does Mangione mean mansion? Is his name Luigi Mansion?
That'd be so funny.
That would be really funny. Let's see.
Glutton.
Glutton?
Wow.
How do you say mansion in Italian? Gietona.
Palazzo.
Palazzo.
Wow. Mm-hmm. John Palazzo's been Johnny Mansions.
Johnny Mansions.
So, okay.
And the, I mean, the reason it's like, the reason I don't like it is because leftists do like it. And it's like the leftist mind. Violence and destruction, that's how leftists create. They can't build a business on their own. They can't build anything
harmonic,
anything generative, like a bridge or anything. In their mind, destruction and bringing things down is equivalent to creation. It's the same. It's like that's how they can manifest that impulse. And this is just, you saw the guy on TikTok that made the CEO most wanted playing cards?
No.
Type in most wanted CEO playing cards.
Oh, God, I can only imagine who's on the head of that Lockheed Martin, guys.
The whacked deck.
Oh.
This guy, right? Like, this is the guy. Yeah. To this guy, this is the coolest thing in the fucking planet.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw this murder, I was like, whoa, that's cyberpunk. That's awesome. But I have to look at who's getting the most enjoyment out of this.
When you see these things, right, and then you have a reaction to them, how often do you find yourself going, cool, badass, yeah, you'll even make a post or something about it, and then mm-hmm. like you give it a couple of days to settle in,
mm-hmm.
and then you sort of like not reverse course or like you change course a little bit. Yeah. Does that happen to you a lot?
Not anymore. I withhold judgment until a few days later.
Okay.
Like when I saw this shooting, I knew that my impulse was like, this is cyberpunk.
This is badass.
But I didn't allow myself to hold on to any opinion like that because never know. If you're watching it, it's some shit that you're being allowed to watch, probably.
Right.
Like, unless it's a very rare, like Sky King type, the guy that hijacked that, like that type of thing, I don't think this is in the same category. This feels like Fugazi, kind of. Like, there's something strange about it.
It does feel like I'm being guided.
There's something suspect about it.
I mean, as the, like, you know, I used to kind of, like, say, like, I don't really give a fuck about politics. I'm looking at anarchy. Anarchy is fair. You know, that's what people who are not necessarily like leftists or I think people who are like, I don't give up. I just want the government to fucking go away. And I want them to feel.
Well, that's like, what any sane person wants is just all the laws that are like, they're obviously either to control people with criminal, like they're genetically not even in the same category as you. They have criminal impulses. If they were left to their own devices, they'd be doing the tiring. What's that called? The tire necklace?
Yeah. The one in Africa?
Yeah.
Where they burn tires on you?
Yeah. Necklacing.
Necklacing.
Necklacing. Rampant fraud. Fucking theft.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. That's why laws exist. That's who the laws are for. Anybody who's sane wants to be left alone. So, but you, unfortunately, it's not possible to be left alone. You have to, like, play the game. You're in the game right now. You can't go homestead. You can't even do that. You're in the game no matter what. You're stuck.
Yeah.
And they'll find you. Like, Ruby Ridge, that type of, you know Ruby Ridge? That's the guy. You don't Waco. Know what Ruby Ridge is?
Waco?
Waco, he might have been fucking molesting those kids, but Ruby Ridge was just the Weaver family. It was this guy's family, and his son was walking around outside and saw a Fed in a ghillie suit, I think, and shot him. And so they killed this guy's family. They killed his kids. I don't know if they killed his wife.
Yeah.
But
no, they shot his child and gave him a medal.
But they'll find you though. That's the point. It's not even like the ATF or the FBI will find you. It's like modernity will find you. If you're in East Palestine, Ohio, you find the most, or West Virginia, you find the most idyllic place to run away and start your little farm. There's going to be a toxic cloud, from a fucking train crash
right near you,
right over your family's heads in 15 years, 20 years, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like modernity will find you.
So then to try to put this smoke screen out there, is that sort of to throw off scent? Is that to
the CEO shooting?
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. I don't know.
I think honestly, there's something to the thought of disguising like CEO publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was crazy.
For CEOs to be public figures?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Like, from years ago, and mm-hmm. then, like, these guys going on, like, Shark Tank and being like, oh, yeah, I run this company. It's like,
mm-hmm.
what happens if, like, you know, like, there's...
You
there's,
die.
There's follow-ups.
What happens to the whole entire company if
right.
you die?
It's like that, okay, so we're going to have thousands of jobs dependent on XYZ. What if this guy's, like, you know, sucking baby fucking
mm-hmm.
cocks?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if he's, like... Like Mark Cuban putting his hand up waitresses' assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, cool. The Dallas Mavericks go for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always been like a big danger to public.
Key man risk. That's
yes.
what it's called.
And key man
risk. Yeah.
So now they're talking about like corner office CEOs. You know, that's going to mm-hmm. go away and it's going to be led by a group of question mark
teams of women.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. AI robot, you know. Please.
Well, that's the way the country, the Kamala Harris administration, it's
right.
just a team of people. You don't know who they are, but it's just gay guys and women probably.
Yeah. Community organizers.
Yeah.
People show up every day.
What the fuck was I just thinking? Oh, the Sacklers?
Yeah, the Cokes, the Sacklers,
Cokes, the Murdochs, the Waltons.
So you could be like, why is the CEO of Walmart evil? Or why is the CEO of Northrop Grumman evil? Or the Sacklers? Or the head of Dow Chemical? Or the head of Shell? Or the head of Anthem Insurance? Or whoever this guy is?
While the CEOs and QR code descriptions are on one side of the card, on the other side is an image of a shooting target. The debut of the new card game comes in the wake of United Healthcare's CEO being gunned down in the streets of New York December 4th. His death was praised by the socialist business owner, who said Brian Thompson's death was good news and called the assassin a hero in another TikTok
video. You
get
it, pause. I mean, it's just free speech and these people are f***ets. But the only caveat I would say to anybody who's enjoying the CEO killing is that they're the degenerate, autistic, Antifa type people who like revel in violence, that sickness, that mental sickness, you don't want that in your your skill build. You don't want that in you. So that's what I would. That's the only thing I would say. But
it was a pretty big letdown. Remember the time I went to Occupy Wall Street with Jess when we first started dating? I was like, I got to go see what's going on down there. Mm-hmm. And I went down there, and it was a bunch of fucking fat cat lady sluts.
Yeah,
and a bunch of like bandana wearing fucking skinny tattoo artist pussies.
And it turned into a bunch of rapes too. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, they were just
they set up these tents, and there would be these like cute little college girls. It was just, you know, cute girls there. And guys would sneak into their tents and fucking finger them and rape them and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, that's who. Like, they look like tattoo guys that weren't the one.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the sixth most important tattoo guy at the shop.
Right.
And they couldn't find Wi-Fi, and they didn't understand what tethering was.
Yeah.
And I was like, tether off your phones. And they're like, what is that, dude? Hold on. Let me tap in. It was embarrassing. And I was like, I'm not even going to help this. And I had a sign that said, what about the Golden Boys?
Uh-huh.
And they had no idea what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And their level of like conspiracy theory was like Joe Rogan episode 2.
Give us the money.
Dude, fiat currency.
Share the money.
Fiat currency.
Share the money.
explain to me fiat currency. Like, okay, let's hear it. Not like I'd even give a shit or feel like doing that either, but
bunch of it was Yetzer Hara traps over there.
Yeah, there was a lot of Yetzer Hara traps, and I was like, guys, it was rough to watch that happen. And it was like a bunch of like single mom, like purple hair.
Yeah.
It was a rough scene.
Well, I mean, both of us have hung out with enough of those people. And I think when we meet them, when you see people like that, there is a pretty big party that says, you know what, maybe we should be enslaved. Maybe we should be debt slaves for Israel. Because these people are fucking tapped, man.
You meet people along the way and you say, I get a little bit more now why politicians do,
of course,
what they do. Yeah. I had one last night. There was this house that was fucking filthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Wisconsin Badgers stuff. They had the shower curtain, the pictures on the wall, the fucking, the jerseys. The house was fucking, not like messy, like filthy.
Mm-hmm.
And like people who have like ode to their alma maters. Slice your own fucking throat.
Have what to their alma mater?
Like an ode. Like they're like this,
oh, an ode.
An ode to their alma mater. Like you're the educated American middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Like your parents had enough gumption to send you to school and keep you there and not let you drink. Like you drank, you smoked pot, you had sex, you did blowjob, you did finger pussy.
Well, it was the Fighting Badgers. Of course we did.
Fighting Badgers, and they're fighting today. And you and your friend Chris went there and painted half your body white, half your body red, and then he was half. And then you went back for 20 years, and you gave them everything.
Yeah.
And you're what Fortune 500 companies absolutely adore because they can make you into a jam, into a little jelly. And I would kill you. I would go to the parking lot of every college football game, and everybody who's older than 24.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's 24 to 40 gets slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
I would hunt them out like an SS officer. Show me your identification. Present me with identification, date of birth immediately.
Yeah.
And they're like, 1984, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
It would be immediate. Did you play sports here? No. Auto.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be on probation if you played top three sports, like girls volleyball, football, baseball track, maybe, whatever. Under that, you're getting turned into dog food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Like, and people in the Midwest, that should be as much of a red flag as like that's a mindless. Do you remember the house we rented? Were you there for that?
Where was it?
Atlanta. We rented a house, and the people who owned it,
like glass house.
No, not the glass one. The other one for the pilot. It was like a shitty condo, but it was new.
I don't think I was there.
And they had like Georgia Bulldog shit everywhere.
Ugh.
And then we met the girl.
Yeah.
And she was like marathon runner, 28-year-old who looked 40.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like skinny fat and her like fatty husband.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, it's just the right thing to do, Ryan. You know? And like her name was probably like Liz or something.
Uh-huh.
But like they were like big Georgia Bulldogs fans.
Yeah.
Like that's worse than fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't mind if you're a fan of shit and you like watching it on TV. It's not a problem. But when you're going and you're, you know, you're nameless and faceless.
It's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. It's a ton of money.
It's fucking like having a dog or something, or having a kid. It's a, yeah. A lifestyle.
Yeah.
My sport. I can't go. I can't hang out. I got sports.
I have,
I have to watch
nine
sports.
Home games that I go yeah. to religiously. That costs more than, like you say, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I always associate lifestyle with swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like that's harder to do than swinging. Like fans of like,
just get Grindr on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Just do like this guy. Like just you can see it in the crowd. Like that picture yeah. ruined that guy.
Damn.
Look at that guy.
That's Mike Big Dog.
Oh, it's Mike Big Dog R&B. Woods.
Mike Big Dog Woods.
I don't know. And I guess it's like if you took the same time, the same motivation to dump the into some sort of craft, even if it's playing guitar and singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see you do an open mic set.
I can't even think of anything that I like this much that I would put makeup like paint on for.
No, you wouldn't go to a like a car convention?
No.
They're doing the car convention.
No. I yep. wouldn't even go without the paint on, but with the paint
even
on.
Cosplay?
The CEO of Toyota is going to re-release the 91 Supra.
The paint and the sign.
They're going to re-release the 91 Supra shit. And the brown you
Fine,
like.
Fine, I'll go.
All right. Supra. anyway, but yes, it's basically you understand quickly how politicians are like, gruel.
Turn him into goo.
Gruel, please.
That guy over there, make him into goo.
Please. What's the one, what's another example of someone that when you see, like, you're like, fuck, don't even ask why would they want us dead?
I mean, you know, obviously fucking,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I know. Talk about women, right?
No.
Hot, sexy women.
One thing that happens all the time is people, they don't have any way of estimating or understanding how difficult it is to do something. Mm. They just see you see like a 2-minute YouTube video of a guy breaking down a house build or whatever it is that they're doing. It's like anything you have to make something and people are like, they start to put it together like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. And they imagine that they could do something. And like whenever anybody, really whenever anybody talks shit about Elon Musk, it's absurd. There's an absurdity to it. There's an absurdity to it because he's like trying to downplay the stuff that he does, like building rocket ships and this electric car. And whether or not you like, I don't like electric cars. It doesn't matter. But even building a car, period, having a network of charging stations, like that type of stuff it's so out of reach of just the understanding of how that stuff's done is out of reach of most people. But people look at that and they're like, oh, his electric car sucks. So fuck that guy. I could do that.
Yeah, what about the 14 guys that failed? Look up the list of can you look up failed electric car list? It's really funny. Yes, this is really, really good right here. They're all failed. Like this is
even making something like this, like even making something like that fucking even getting to that point of having that fucking ugly van, that's well beyond the reach of most people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you like keep going, Chris. I want to the one I want to show you. Keep going. The one I want. The Detroit Electric's really good. I remember Fisker.
Is it the little triangular one?
No, it's the truck. And I remember Faraday Future. Wow.
Faraday Future. Damn.
Dyson Tribe. Damn. No, not the Nikola truck. Not that one. It's the. It was like the badass truck. What the? That's it. Lordstown. The
Lordstown.
Yeah.
Nice name.
Can you imagine? How about this? Let's take a step further. The fucking, the investors.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Now, you say like the average person like, oh, fucking Elon Musk, big deal. You're making a rocket. Freaking, I'm pretty sure my science teacher would know if like more rocket fuel can make rocket or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're trivializing the work and blah, blah, blah. And then take it a step further. You're a successful enough guy to be able to like you know
to
how
pick
much
winner to like see a winner or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm gonna give Lordstown like $2 million of my money that I worked my whole life to get. I'm a fucking developer and I make like malls. Like I've literally developed like I've built 4,000 houses in my life, and I take $2 million of my money and I give it to these fucking faggots.
You gotta say though, the Lordstown looks pretty good. I like that whole sort of like stripe.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks great.
It looks like a Jewish sneaker. Looks like a tennis shoe.
It looks like a guy with his face painted.
Like the crow.
Kiss. Yeah, the crow.
There's another one.
Lordstown. Lordstown. You imbeciles. I give you a range of 130 miles per charge.
But like, you know, you have like all these people. Then you have the, there was one more too. There was
also
like,
known as New Ride Inc. Who's naming this? This guy's got a sense of humor.
Edward Hightower. Daniel Nivingi. Oh, it's an Indian guy. That's why.
Is it a black guy?
No, it's a black guy.
Who's the guy?
Ninavagi. Daniel Ninavagi. He's American as hell.
He's black as hell. Oh, shit. What
the fuck is that?
He's black as hell.
Colombia? This guy just like sucked a big giant salary out of this thing and then just bounced.
Damn. Good for him. Anyway.
That's so embarrassing. That's just so embarrassing. Like to copy an idea, to be the ninth in line in a very like hot market is very cringy. I don't mind doing like a, like if it's lightweight, it's fine. But when you're taking other people's money, you have like a really big responsibility. That's like, that's crazy to me. Like we're going to do Amazon fulfillment. Like now? Like, yep. Warehousing.
You betcha.
You bet. Drop shipping now, 2024, 2025. Q1 2025.
Jump in. Do you want to jump in with me on this?
I need, go to your parents, get all the money they have.
It's called Kingsborough. That's my company.
King One Development.
King One Development. You go to, you want products? You don't go to Amazon. You type in king1dev.com.
Lynch Motors.
We're starting a company. It's called Rochefort Motors.
It's really great. It's a one-wheeled car. All right. So you know how cars have four wheels?
Yeah.
Imagine one with five.
Okay.
It goes fast.
Wouldn't that be five times as expensive?
You think so, but I make the body streamlined like a roller skate.
How skinny?
It's 3 feet wide by 15 feet long.
Like a skinny cock?
Yeah.
Does it have a mushroom head?
No.
Okay.
It's actually got the opposite.
I'm in.
It's got a smaller head.
I'm in.
It's like, imagine a dick. Just think about your dick, right?
Small head.
Imagine your dick, same thickness it already is.
Skinnier. No, skinnier.
21 inches. Skinnier.
Small head.
Small head.
Like a bead.
With wheels on it.
With five wheels down the middle.
Five wheels down the middle.
Okay. I'm in. What's it called? Quick. I need an answer.
Crown. Yeah, Crown Domain.
Crownhead Investments.
Crownhead.
We called the car company Crownhead Investments. The word...
mushroom head? Small head.
The logo is actually animated.
It's
like a guy going like this.
Into that, this.
Into that. It's an animated logo for Crownhead Investments.
I'm so sad.
But we... Wow. Listen. Calling the car company Crownhead Investments is funny. It's good.
Yeah.
Because you say, what do you kind of car do you drive? That's a nice looking car. What do you drive?
Crownhead.
I drive a I drive a Crownhead Investments. You say investments every time. What are you talking about? The company has investments in the title. So you know that the car is an investment.
So?
Price is likely to go up.
So what do you think?
Make money.
Can you go get some money from your grandfather?
Yep. I can.
What is this? Wow.
I asked ChatGPT to make up electric car company names.
We're definitely going with Voltra Motors.
Wow.
Lumina Drive.
EcoPulse. I like Aurora. Aurora, Colorado. Obviously, there's all shootings there. Mm-hmm. Something else just happened in Aurora, Colorado. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see like that.
The wordplay?
Yeah, wordplay.
Yeah.
Lots of wordplay. Mm-hmm. Aurora and location play. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're lucky we got out of Orlando alive.
They do location play. Oh, yeah, we are, yeah. You think so?
Oh, that fucking sheriff.
Wasn't that Tampa? What are you talking about?
No. I'm just saying Orlando. In general. If something bad, like Orlando, would be like, those are our grounds. Yeah. Anything's allowed in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or Orlando, rather. Yeah. Orlando, we that guy.
The sheriff's just like an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's literally just whoever's inside the Nancy Pelosi suit. He just jumps out of that one and jumps into the sheriff. Mm-hmm. He's like Florida sheriff. Mm-hmm. just scares the shit out. But Aurora, I remember we got pulled over in Aurora. We got a speeding ticket. But Aurora, Colorado's got like the, what just happened to them? Something wild. Oh, 14 people. And oh, that was where the...
that's where they got the gangs. Yeah,
the gangs. Yeah, they sliced their throats.
Great. Very cool.
I thought that wasn't happening.
Very cool, guys. Living with...
Isn't that cop fucking 200 years old? What's he going to do? Fucking pass out? Why is he holding the... He's got the breacher.
Venezuela. Wow. Unbelievable. Did you see the tents they have, the homeless tents in Rhode Island now?
The white ones?
Yeah.
On the side of the Foxy Lady?
Is that where they are?
Yeah.
Can we look that up? Homeless tents, Rhode Island? Nasty.
Yeah.
They're like little huts, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking
holy
idiot
shit.
And you know what? Like anybody in the world, like if we had to buy those for a set,
yeah,
we'd pay $2,000 a piece for them. Yeah. I'll bet you that whole project cost fucking $20 million.
Homeless houses, Rhode Island.
There's one by the that little enclave when you go from like Providence to North Maine. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that little bridge area near the Charleston house projects. It's like near Whole Foods on North Main, like a, you know what I'm talking about?
Where?
Like,
is it by the post office?
I'm not sure.
Is it by this amazing superstore?
I'll show you right now.
MAP?
MAP.
Minor attracted person?
Yep. Minor attracted pedophile.
I remember I had a customer one time that was into that, was an MAP. And his daughter and the father. And the father thought he was this older Jewish guy. And he thought he was like this artsy guy. And then his daughter came and she bought a bunch of shit off me. She was kind of cool. She was like, yeah, my dad's into this like weird group of like tutoring young men to like. And I'm like, that's creepy as shit. And she's like, I know.
This area right here.
That area, I think they kicked him out.
Yeah, they did. But that's the only place I remember having it.
Type in Providence homeless houses.
It's on 146 on the right hand side. 146 southbound on the right hand side, behind the there it is right there.
God,
there you go.
Nice homes.
Yeah, I'll bet you those cost us. Yeah, I like how they put like the only lady with glasses in the picture. We should go there right now. We should like go there and be like, I want one. I'm cold. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in. I gotta take a shit. Hurry up. Oh, it's in my ass.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick of taking care of homeless people. I fucking hate them. I know it's like everybody's so tired of talking about it. And all the only thing that's getting better is like the amount of projects.
Can you type in House of Hope cost?
Oh, God. Rhode 10 million. About 10, 12 million. Watch. What fucking Goomba is running it too? 15,000 each, 3.3 million. Oh, yeah, they cost 15,000 each? You fucking fat.
It's just like a glorified tent, essentially, right?
It's a shed. It's a Home Depot shed. I like playing this charade. Like we.
Years in the making. It took them years to get this off the ground. Fucking yuck, man.
You know what's really funny?
What are they doing there? Do they do...
What, there?
Yeah.
Oh, they're probably reading... They're probably giving them, like, textbooks.
Yeah.
You know that design book that you like?
Yeah.
They're probably teaching them that.
They give them that.
Yeah, they're giving them, like, nail guns, and they're teaching them how to frame and shit.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's a speed square.
Yeah.
Learn how to use this.
Mm-hmm.
The simple... the simple plumb bob. Learn the power of levels and strings. And they're like, no problem. They wrap it right around their arm and shoot heroin in it. They jerk off. Oh, that's fat. Thank you so much for a speed square. They cut a hole in their arm, stick a needle in it, and jerk off. They come in their own arm. Give me a baby.
Give me a baby.
That's all they say. Give me a baby. I'm pregnant. I think they should be target practice. That'd be cool. You should see how long they can get dragged behind a car before they start screaming. The most quiet wins. And you know what the prize is? A hamburger. I can't be anywhere in politics because I would say I'm just nailing the coffin because I hope they would find this. I'd be like, yeah, of course I say that about homeless people. I want like the ice block challenge. It's where you like put them in a water block and freeze like a 6-foot by 4-foot ice block,
uh-huh.
like Encino Man,
mm-hmm.
and whoever can survive that,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
David Blaine,
yeah.
So you win some AirPods?
Yeah. They win. They always win.
You guys got AirPods.
They win a toothpick.
You guys are winning.
Mints. It's new shoelaces.
You guys are getting icebreakers mints.
Mmm. What flavor? Spearmint. I fucking can't stand them. I'm so... It's between that and like the offshore windmill thing that they're trying to like say is so great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so fucking sick of windmills. And now these hippies in my neighborhood have this thing. It's like, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a picture of windmills.
Yeah. Oh, for voting on it?
Yeah.
Very nice.
They put a windmill up, I'll kill someone.
Say yes.
Say yes to windmills.
Say yes.
And it's a guy who has an electric easy-go lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
He's got 5 properties gifted to him from his father.
Yeah.
It's like this rich yuppie guy who's like 60 years old. He's like a big old fucking fat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if they put a windmill up in my fucking neighborhood, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to assassinate. Nick Roach will shit the construction workers.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of rebar that goes in the ground on those fucking things, they're so ugly.
Mm.
Actually, I'm going to go pick a fight with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm like, yo, take that fucking sign down, you fucking queer.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you get this land gifted to you by your father, you fucking do-nothing, cocksucking f***?
Mm-hmm.
I see you with your... This guy's got 3 houses, all always maintained. Oh, there's a little bit of rot on that one. He cuts, he does like everything all perfect,
mm-hmm.
always spending dough on his property. 3 empty barns, just him, mm-hmm. cutting with like electric. He has an electric, he's got a Rivian.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a nice piece of property, like really good piece of property near me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the yes sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, renewable energy, you fucking drip.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, like some of these wasps, women, are like this. Those windmills are breaking down the whales. I guess it's fucking the whales up or something. Mm-hmm. They're not efficient.
Mm-hmm.
A windmill is not efficient. Lithium ion comes from a little black dead boy's hands.
Mm-hmm.
I think the libs need to know. The little dead 90-pound Kenyan boy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the lithium ion for? All right, let's do a little role playing. Be a little dead Kenyan boy who's 10 years old, but hold something in your hand. All right, now I'm a lithium farmer from London. Oh, oi, boy, he's got lithium. Get it, he's got lithium. Got it. I got the lithium.
My hunger.
Get this boy out of here. He's a fucking little. I've got the lithium.
My hunger.
Yeah, this guy's alive. Shoot him!
Feed me, please!
Tell him to find his friends and get more lithium! Cobalt! That's... When are we gonna, like, realize that that's how lithium gets mined?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's not, you fucking idiot? Then tell me how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the nice, smooth process of extracting rare earth metals from the earth, like, in that mine. Just show me the nice day of work on this...
Yay.
You know, the kid wearing a soccer jersey to work that day.
Ugh.
The OSHA certified soccer jersey.
Y'all some slaves down there.
Right, it's my fault though.
Y'all making some slaves making them phones.
Man, y'all got some funny looking uniforms.
I want to buy a new phone now.
A Huawei?
I want a Huawei.
Yeah, you just buy the battery packs for them.
I heard the new iPhone doesn't work. This thing has a cracked screen. I might just have to get the screen in place. It's a 13.
You should get a 15.
The new iPhone, they say, it doesn't work. Should I get a 15?
Yeah, that's right before the new one. All right. The one I have. But it's a USB-C, so you have to live with that in your life.
That's good for me.
How many numbers are they up to now?
16, right? Yeah. Yeah?
I'm surprised they haven't been overtaken. I'm genuinely shocked that there hasn't been any competition whatsoever in this market.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, everything that can be invented has been invented, and all that's left is the idea of the phone as a luxury product, and Apple is the luxury product. It's kind of hard to unseat something like that. You know, it would be like trying to take on Louis Vuitton or something.
Well, and Tesla Motors did do some pretty big damage by way of automobile out of nowhere, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, I know electric.
Well, Tesla's kind of like the, I mean, not that this is the reason why, but they're like the iPhone. Like, it is signaling that you are into tech luxury. Yeah. It's the same bracket of thing. And I think what it's really about is escaping death. Something that's aesthetic, minimal, high tech. That this whole swag of Apple or Tesla is like, I can never die. And that sounds, I know that's kind of a reach, but I think if you really drill down and see what the people who like Tesla the most are probably the most afraid to be in a hospital.
Interesting.
Is what I would think.
They're eating elderberry.
Because it's like clean and sleek.
Not eating elderberry, eating like fucking AG1.
Okay.
That type of shit.
TC605.
But clean and sleek, yeah. It's like, it's just that's the opposite of death.
A robot,
yeah.
How wrong they could be. I guess who cares? Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not an Apple guy.
It's crazy. I just maxed out the new one, 1600.
I mean, I would get a steampunk phone if I could.
You'd wind it?
Because I'm about vitality and
vigor. You should get a steampunk.
Living and
expressionism.
Tapping into the fountain of joy.
This is you.
It's at the heart of creation, which is why I would have a steampunk phone.
It makes like click, 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 like it has noises and shit. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, wow, that's cool. That is something, bro.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't get a steampunk phone.
Doctor Who over here.
But I would get a Ferrari F50. And if they made a phone version of that, I'd use that.
It's just a Ferrari F50 that has a phone on top, like taped to an iPhone?
Yeah.
You like the F50?
That might be my favorite, yeah. If you go to, Chris, if you go to YouTube and type in F50 JWW, I'm selling the Porsche, though. I'm trading it for a Testarossa, just so you know.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have you driven a Testarossa?
No. First link there.
I've been in one, oddly enough.
I drove to Boston to sit in one. I didn't drive it, though.
What color?
And then find the interest humps here. Next thing, the middle, that right there. You can play that, please.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I mean, that's pure thunder, and there's not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, if you could stop talking, that'd be great. This is kind of fun. I've been seeing Ferrari engines on Facebook Marketplace.
You pause that. Yeah.
Ferrari engines, like single standalone Ferrari engines, they're like 18 grand, 20 grand for like F430 Challenge. Just the motor.
Yeah.
Just the motor. And it's like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what, but it's like, it's like, anyway, my wife actually gives a good answer. I'm like, Jess, the money's free. Everything you got, what would you pick? And she's like, oh, something resto mod. Mm-hmm. She's like, probably, like, honestly, like, a 2000s Range Rover body with, like, a resto mod motor in it and then, like, a different suspension setup and, like, big speakers. And I was like, that's a great idea.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, I did, but faster and better.
Oh, okay.
Like, brakier, like, bigger brakes, better suspension, like, 550 horsepower, like, you know, a 9-speed Japanese transmission, you know, like, something, like, two things that don't fit together.
Just make it drive like a G-Wagon or something?
Yeah, no, but yeah, make it drive like
AMG.
Yeah, make it drive like an AMG, but like, you know, have it have, like have the guts of a or the you guy could never design. Mm-hmm. I would never. I mean, the money would be retarded. Have you seen the Mechtronic cars?
Yes.
The SLs with the Mechtronic, Mechtronic. I think with a K, Mechtronic with a K. Mercedes. No, like Mercedes. Mechatronic. Should I type in Mechatronic Mercedes? Sorry. Any way you want.
Oh, it's a resto modded pagoda.
Yeah, but they've done like the one you like, the SL too.
Yeah,
and they body kit them and they suspension them and they do them.
Hmm.
Like I like those R109s are starting to grow on me bad. The SL73s,
the lower right corner.
Yeah,
that's a R129.
I thought they are 109.
107 is the previous generation.
92.
129 is the one is the slabby one.
That's the one.
The Bruno Sacco one.
Yeah, that car's like grown on me faster and faster, like a mold.
There was a kid that had one of those at a show.
Yes.
Was that in Tampa?
And it was perfect.
He like followed us back. He had a silver R129. But yeah, that is one of the cars, yeah, for sure. There's nothing better really in that sort of bracket.
Yeah. I did the, and then I called Rocky to see if
that's an ultimate car.
It is an ultimate.
That is.
If you spent the $35,000 tuning it and made it retarded and geared it right for like Rhode Island roads.
Mm-hmm.
And the rear end was like timed to do, you know, 60 to 150 as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
With like nice travel suspension.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd be so picky on the travel of the suspension.
Who, me?
Me.
You would?
Would you? Like the suspension's too rough on these fucking race cars.
No, I like it. I don't mind.
You like it real?
Yeah.
You like it like fucking?
The GT3 RS is supposed to have a rough. It's supposed to have a tight suspension. I don't notice it. I don't care at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a skateboard on cement wheels.
I want it to be like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it when it's fat. I like the fatty suspension where it's like, mm-hmm. And I know you can't. I know you lose.
You wheel. Like body roll?
Yeah.
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 And suspension travel?
Yeah. I like, that's why I like sand rail trucks
because mm-hmm.
they have like fucking high travel.
Yeah.
But I don't like the look of them. I like the look of like fast cars.
Probably stock suspension on that would be good then.
Yeah. I do like caddy, like air ride, you mm-hmm. know, electromagnetic caddy shit if I could.
Yeah.
Like I don't care. I'd love the travel for it. Mm-hmm. But I think the guys would be like, what the hell are you talking about? It fucking doesn't even make sense. Get out of here.
I think
dude.
You like the bouncing.
I just like coming out of like on my, yeah, my E-Wagon.
I know what you like is when you go over a hump
yeah.
and you're like floating a little bit.
Yeah, you don't feel it.
That's what you
it's
want.
It's retarded. Yeah. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then like low profile tires, like, fuck that shit. I'm shaking my teeth out. My teeth are rotted. I can't shake. Yeah. But you're going to trade for a Testarossa. What color?
A black one.
Oh, that's a good choice.
They had, if you go to, type in tuned redheads. That first black one there. Click that there, Chris. So it's a stock body just sitting properly on some 18-inch black wheels, possibly converted to center lock if possible. Can you go next picture?
Is that the 88?
That's the original Testarossa. The one that I'm going to get a 512 TR, which is
90.
Different front bumper and then a lot of mechanical changes.
Isn't the 512 the bigger, wider?
No, it's the same. actually, no, wait, let me think. No, same wheelbase, same everything. Just different front bumper and then mechanically it's different mechanically. I think the rear subframe on the Testarossa is like independent or something. Like there's more flex in the chassis on the Testarossa, different steering, different brakes, different.
It's rear engine.
Transmission. It's mid-engine.
Mid-engine.
Testarossas are like 150, 160, 170, and then 512 TR is like 80 to 100 more than that.
That's probably a good way to get out of that car, too, to be fair.
What, the Porsche?
Trading.
I'm probably going to, I've been looking in Japan for these because they're like, somehow they're $80,000 less in Japan. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to, I wouldn't be able to trade the GT3 RS, but I'm just gonna put it on a bringer trailer. It'll be fine.
You get that's a good way to get out of them, though. That's why I heard a guy talk about getting out of GT3.
Yeah,
everybody wants to get out of the new ones now
mm-hmm.
and get into the new .2
mm-hmm.
or the 992 GT3 blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the trade is the Mac money play.
Mm.
And I was like, that makes sense.
There's a black one in California, Shannon Sharp's old car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll give him.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably got cum all over it.
Probably, yeah. I don't want any Diddy Party possible associations in the cars. I don't know if Shannon Sharp went to Diddy parties,
nah.
But I don't want some black guys. If fucking car.
Michael Jordan's cars are always all over. Mm-hmm. I've seen like five of Michael Jordan's.
Oh, me too, yeah.
Yeah, the SL, he had an SL. He had an R129.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
And they look fucked.
Yeah, they're not. They
just,
he's got bad.
Type in Michael Jordan Ducati.
He had good taste, though.
He did not have good taste. He just, this was back in the day where if you bought the most expensive thing, you were good to go.
Yeah, when he started to customize them, though, then he started to get bad taste.
No, but it's just.
Oh, God.
Bad taste in general. Scroll down. Type custom. And it's the one that he had in the 90s or whatever. If you scroll down.
I got to say, though, Michael Jordan is kind of a, he's like a, he's a real.
Okay, open that in a new tab and don't open it yet. That in the little pod that dropped down, these pictures right here, this is his.
Yeah, that's not good. This headlights are.
Click the upper left one.
Shit.
Look at that, bro.
That's ugly. Chrome. He's got chrome wheels.
Unbelievable, man.
Bro. Stop it.
The bike nicknamed Torello.
Why? What's Torello mean?
The carbon fiber.
It means bedding.
Two of the most noticeable.
It's slot machine.
Nickel plated carbon fiber and six LED headlamps. Can you scroll down?
Wow. Look they at use it on thing. The fighter jet. I like the balls that Jordan has, though. I will say that. Because MotoGP racing takes sack.
Can you scroll up and click the Like Mike logo? Is this his clothing? Because there's a blog that's like, what the fuck is Michael wearing? Or what the fuck is MJ wearing that shows all of his fits? Yeah, there we go. It's still up. Wow. This is an amazing block, man. Look at this.
He's got these four-button suits and
it's
shit.
It's just all his legendary fits over the years. His clothing. Did you ever buy clothes from TJ Maxx? Like when you were
in
20s or something?
Yeah.
Any stuff that was like the Michael Jordan brand that wasn't Nike Air.
Yeah.
It was like the Michael Jordan brand.
Yeah.
It was such garbage, man.
It was like South Pole.
It was so bad. It was well below.
It was like
South Pole and a Nietzsche. It was like really
Michael Jordan. I'm a Montel Williams or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like very weird way to dress.
Yeah. If Montel Williams had a brand, it was below. What's Pete Diddy's brand? Sean John?
Sean John, yeah.
It was below Sean John. It was below South Pole. It was like the gutter. The absolute gutter brand was the Michael Jordan clothing brand.
I don't know. I got a special spot for Mike Jordan, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's one of those ones where, like, he's like Sylvester Stallone, where he's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Just Mike Jordan.
Yeah, but Sylvester, can you type in Sylvester Stallone house?
Yeah, his houses are terrible.
No, his house is like unbelievable, man.
Oh, is it good? His style was good. His Hugo Boss era.
His style is the ultimate, man. So even if he's saying fuck you, I just remember there's an Architectural Digest that's all Stallone's house, and he's like he's a painter too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's
like a good painter.
Yeah,
and his house is like. Shit that's so nice you can't even I don't even know where you'd buy it. I bet you couldn't buy it today if you wanted to.
He has to fuck with Italian design houses.
This Architectural Digest thing from the 80s.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the same category. I think Michael Jordan's never done anything once aesthetically that was
Yeah, I think it's more like who he
I don't even think it's fuck you. I think it's just he's stupid.
I think he's the son of an army guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he stays away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never hear about Michael Jordan, like, hanging out with fat.
Yeah.
Like, and that's respectable to get through the whole way
mm-hmm.
and be like, Michael Jordan's never gotten caught up in not yeah. even Kobe Bryant shit.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Jordan was like, I drink.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you. And he's like, kind of like shit talky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, why don't you suck my dick? I'll fucking roast your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And he never got caught up. Like, he never, like, none of that. I mean, I'm sure it's happened. Like, I'm sure he's banging chicks and shit. But
he's not like on a boat with Will Smith or something.
Right.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Even Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady in the past like 24 months has made his fans hate him.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's just been like getting the liquor. Like, he's just old head black dude.
Turning his eyes yellow.
Yeah. Just I'm working on getting jaundice, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm not going to get me. Yeah, your bike is fucking ugly as shit.
Right.
But if you want to be Blade by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that.
I understand. I'm not mad at it. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I think it's very. It's hilarious. His like vehicles and clothing. It's just
his
funny.
Backwards hats.
It's funny to look at.
Are man. Wild. Like his 5'8" button suits and shit with the backwards.
His
hat.
Fits are the most nuts. Can you go back to what the fuck is Mike wearing? Scroll down here. I mean every fit is just off the hook. Ridiculous.
I gotta.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What was the basketball player that? Or some sports player that's peeled out in some sort of car and like crashed immediately. It was a video. You guys showed me some black like athlete or actor.
I think it's all of them.
No, he like pulled out. It was like a very quick video. He like just went a little too fast and like spun out. It was like, in a nice car. We watched on PGL before it. I don't know why I thought of that.
There's that one video of R. Kelly smoking a cigar this big and getting into a fender bender.
Oh shit! I'll look that up.
That's unbelievable.
Is that staged? That's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Because if it's not staged, it's the funniest video that ever was taken. He hits a car.
Look at that.
Is he sticking his tongue out?
That's.
Oh, fuck. I think I, for whatever reason, I have false memory of that where he hit a car.
That's just
did he hit
cigar.
A car? Can you hit the hit play on that one more time? Did he hit a car and I'm just. Just go to the end. Enhance. One more time.
So I think this is piss.
That cigar is absurd.
That's why I don't smoke cigars, because those guys are somewhere doing that. I just can't. Yeah, I don't know. Some people's like, I guess over time, celebrities and athletes and stuff like that, famous people who have stayed in their lane.
Yeah, that's Michael Jordan. That's a long career to not be on boats with Will Smith doing gay shit.
Right.
So,
like, you gotta everybody like Zach Galifianakis and. Amy Sedaris and all these people who are like, yeah, you never got caught up. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, it's over for those who, like, we should never give a dollar ever again to, like, movies. Mm-hmm. Someone was saying on a podcast, it was Jamie Kennedy. I was watching Jamie Kennedy podcast, a clip of it. And he was talking about how the studios in LA, there's no business going on in them. Like, you know, like those Hollywood studios, like Fox and Sony Pictures lot. He's like, you'd go there and every, like, there's those big, like, those houses, those big fucking picture houses. No movies being shot. None. Zero. He's like, there was one half of one being used.
That's good to hear.
It is good to hear.
The fuckers.
Yeah, good. That's the most exciting thing in the world. It's like, yeah, who's going to give money to, like, you can't, you bank on maybe a Tom Cruise or a Leonardo DiCaprio, but literally other than that, zero. You mean Anne Hathaway or Julia Roberts is going to do something? Or who's a leading lady or a leading man? George Clooney?
Where are Marvel movies shot? Those all with the same studio?
Bryan Singer? Probably L.A. Pinewood? Oh, they're shot in Pinewood. Wow. Atlanta.
Huh.
That's disgusting. Wow. What a bunch of fucking queers.
Anything worthwhile up? You sent me a lot today.
All right, would you? Well, how about you, man?
You sent me a picture, too.
Yeah, just a sweet Ellen. We can start with that. You see Ellen moved to England, and then the floods happened the week after she got there.
Mm.
Her entire property, that fucking big dike.
Mm-hmm. Who's that piece she's got there?
That's Portia de Rossi.
She hot?
No, she's fucking ugly. People think she's hot. They were like, oh, she's so sexy.
Ellen was like, I want Christina Ricci, but she got Portia de Rossi instead.
Yeah. How about Portia de Rossi? They're like, and then she said, Ellen, how about Portia? Wow.
Did you watch any of Ellen's special?
The first 5 minutes. Did we watch it on here yet?
Maybe.
Did we watch it, Chris, on here?
I don't think we did.
We should. We should just pause for reactions.
Yeah.
And we can just edit out the special itself. I thought it was kind of, there was,
Schultz was saying it was kind of good. And I kind of like, her opening joke was like, so people say I'm a bad boss. I torture people. I eat mayonnaise packets in the dark. Yeah, I fucking do. Like, it was, there's something about her. Her joke wasn't, it wasn't that, but it was like,
I eat like mayonnaise packets in the dark. Yeah, yeah, I fucking do. That'd be so good.
We got to go on Netflix. You got to make a Netflix account and pay for it, Chris. Pay for Netflix right now. $7, Chris. Pay for it. Chris, pay for Netflix.
Queuing it up now.
Chris, I need you to pay for Netflix for the show. I can't reimburse you.
Sorry, Chris.
Chris, I'm broke. Show your password on the screen on OBS. Trevin, dox his password. Make us so people can log into his Netflix.
Let's let fans guess what Sam's age is and they win his password. They can guess, have them guess my my Instagram
name. My password is 39.
Well, they just sent the code to you.
One sec.
All right. It's me, Alan. All right, I just got done eating pussy. What's up, guys?
Oh, I just wiped the stinky pussy off my...
Oh, my pussy stinks so much today. Damn it.
Oh, and I say my pussy, I mean the five-year-old in my dressing room.
Ah! I got to piss. I'll be right back. Watch the intro.
Should I pause it or no?
No, I've seen the intro.
I've never seen it. Oh, that's nice. That's good work.
Anytime Nick starts talking, they'll pause it so we can use the commentary without editing it out.
Too gay. That's a thing they all say. That's a thing they all say.
That's it. Wasn't she the voice of
Finding Nemo?
That, yeah, yeah.
So I heard Jay-Z and Puff Daddy and now Ellen all say the same thing. You just have to keep going, keep swimming, 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 keep treading, keep going, going, going. That must be the I got caught fucking a baby.
Yeah, that's wholesome. That's wholesome, Nick.
You just got to keep on going, dude.
Just
I know
keep swimming.
I know you caught me red-handed fucking a one-year-old.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Don't worry.
Like, la, 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 it's la. Like age regression.
Oh, come on. The people who could arrest me and book me in crime also love to fuck one-year-olds. They're not going to book me. I'm just going to have to floor it through the smoke, just like Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
And I have to trust that on the other side...
You'll be at 420 Wallaby Way...
Yeah, in 20 Wallaby.
Whatever it was in Finding Nemo.
In Finding Nemo, whatever that was programmed into Chris's brain. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's see this great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Getting a medal from that nigger. Trevin, bleep this part out. No one will be able to tell what I said. The president getting a medal from the president. Black.
They got way more likes than 12,000. She's coming.
Nice Rolex Daytona.
Panda Daytona. Mm-hmm. What does panda mean again?
Oh, interesting.
It's when you knock the shit out of a 2-year-old's eye sockets.
It's weird how they have black eyes. Everybody's got black eyes all the time.
Yeah, Jay Leno getting fucking pinched for shit. Anyway.
What happened to Jay Leno?
So there's some talk that Jay Leno got himself in some trouble with the mob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His face got all bruised up.
I fell down at the Howard Johnson.
Oh.
You fell down at a fucking economy hotel? Jay?
What's the speculation?
How'd
they pack that theater? I don't believe that. How the fuck did they pack that theater?
Oh, you fucking, everybody's fat.
After effects.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they say Jay might have some gambling problems. I will invest. I will investigate.
Good for him.
Look at these fucking cows.
There's people, pause it. Just anytime we talk, just pause it. And Trevin, you're going to have to blur the screen and bleep the audio. But do you see the people doing the Tim Waltz wave? They're like,
yeah.
That's so weird, man.
That is the weirdest thing of all time.
Fucking theater kid show. Okay, hit play. Ellen.
Eating pussy.
I'm like Ellen.
You know what? You've always said that.
I'm going to be more like Ellen.
Yeah.
Humor, pacing, timing.
Panda.
Career-wise, not the panda stuff.
No?
I'm going to leave that to the side. I am going to eat mayonnaise packets in the dark, though.
Yeah?
And be a terror on set to the people working on my show.
Yeah.
But this hat. See this hat?
Yeah, it's cool.
This is like a hat that Ellen would wear.
Yeah, Ellen, Cam Newton.
Taking Portia out on a date.
Eating her pussy
after. Portia, do you want to come on a date? With me.
Do you think they have hot sex after?
The hottest. They're sliding around with lube. They're using lube. Okay? They're using a lot of lube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're both dry.
Yeah, Ellen's pussy's not wet.
They're using a ton of lube.
I like to think of Ellen in a thong, though. It kind of gets me a little wet myself.
Yeah.
I like Ellen putting her thong on after a good fuck.
I like to think of her jumping on top of a fence.
And ripping her clit open on the top of the barbs?
But the bar, there's no barbs. It's all dildos.
Oh, okay.
And she's jumping down the fence, one dildo at a time.
There's something moderately sexy about thinking about fucking Ellen for a good, like, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Doggy style.
And then punch-fisting her.
And she likes it.
Yeah.
Where she's holding her legs up like this.
Yeah.
And she's taunting you. She's like, it's harder, you fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And then you think you're choking her as hard as possible.
You're fucking Ellen, and she's like, you're not fucking me hard enough. What are you, a fat?
Yeah.
And you have to fuck her harder after that.
If I wanted to get fucked by a fat,
yeah.
I would have had P. Diddy on my show, and I would have sucked his fingers again.
So you start punch-fisting her as revenge, but she likes it more.
Right. And you're like, wow, I'm really going as hard as I can on this.
Yeah.
But you're hard as a rock.
She's gushing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soaked. I mean, honestly, she's really rich, so it would be interesting. I mean, I know she wouldn't stink.
No, no way.
No, no, no.
No way.
I would let Ellen sit on my face while I ate her ass.
Yeah.
And I would.
She smells good, like perfume.
Yep. I would suck her tits. I would kiss her neck and suck on her tits.
Yeah.
And then I would let her, and then I would eat her ass while she sat on my face.
Okay.
It is what it is. Ellen, the offer stands.
Ellen. Hit us up.
I want you to give me, and honestly, just we're all on the same page. I expect good head for a decent amount of time, double digit numbers, not
from you or Portia.
Yeah.
Either way, it's happening.
You guys,
what do you think, Chris? Comment?
You don't think she thinks, you think she's wet at this age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrities are always wet. Doesn't matter how old they get.
That's how you know you can be a celebrity or not. You can have 57-year-old wet pussy.
It's the celebrity diet and the foreskin facials that Sandra Bullock gets.
Right, the guy Sandra Bullock gets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ellen DeGeneres would be fun to have loud hotel sex with.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
the noise. That's the noise that you or the guy is making in the situation.
Yeah, me or Ellen.
Any guy fucking her is making that noise.
Yeah.
Because it's so tight, it clamps down.
It's really good.
It clamps down on you and it doesn't let go.
You tight pussy.
Yeah.
It's so tight.
It makes guys cry. It literally makes guys start crying.
When Ellen's pussy opened up, looks just like this.
Yep.
Like that?
Yeah. That's all.
Just that much.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that, Chris?
Yeah, that's the opening.
Just that much?
It's an optical illusion.
It's so perfect, and it's bright pink, so you know it's healthy.
It's an optical, it forms an optical illusion.
Right. And it says, I know you see my pink pussy, but
it
you're
sounds
about to
like
see-
this.
I know you see my pink pussy, but you're about to taste my peach asshole.
I know that usually cum shots aren't audible, but when you bust inside Ellen, it sounds like this.
It probably would.
Yeah.
You'd have big ropes of jizz.
Glug, glug, glug.
Glug, 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 glug.
Okay. Boo. Boo. Boo, you black.
You throw a fucking 80 mile an hour tomato at her stomach. You throw a fish off the top rail.
It's pretty funny.
Huh. Yes. I'm thinking, how do I fucking, honestly, if you're doing doggy style, are you pulling her hair from the top of her head?
I'm wrapping her hair around her neck.
Yeah.
And using it like a leash.
I don't know. I'm getting pretty fucking bricked up thinking about fucking just people in general, just fucking Ellen heterosexual sex.
She has a lot of heterosex.
Yeah, she's not like
obviously she's not weird.
Like, let's be honest, girls out there thinking about eating.
She's not a freak, okay?
Eating pussy is like fun for like half an hour,
mm-hmm.
not for your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes mm-hmm. you gotta. Sometimes Ellen, you gotta fucking suck cock. All right,
it's not bad though.
Yeah,
the stand-up's not that.
Yeah,
bad.
It's not that bad.
It's fine.
How about the middle?
I don't know. Let's keep watching. Let's keep watching.
Really good stand-up 101.
It's fine. I mean, she's 80 years old, right?
Ellen in a thong, walking away from your bed while you're sleepy from coming so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that there.
Okay. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to practice that for later.
Ellen putting her underwear on.
Describe it one more time, please.
All right. She just crawled off the top of you.
Chris, can you take notes for me later?
You know you laid it down because like she was like moaning in a way where you heard a woman's voice sort of get away from her. You're like, wow, this is I'm exceeding expectations here.
Yeah.
You come so hard, you hurt yourself almost, but you're instantly sleepy. You're like, oh, I'm so tired. Yeah. She slides the best version of your own cock that you've ever had out of her. And it sounds like this. It's like...
it's got lollipops.
It's huge. You're actually impressed at how cool it looked. You're like, she's like, you're like, that's mine? And then she's like, she takes a breath at the end of the bed, stands up, kicks her feet through the leg holes of her underwear, pulls her string, see-through sheer tangerine thong up her better-than-you-thought ass.
Yeah.
And then goes in the bathroom and pees out all your jizz.
Yep.
And then, like, kind of verbally is like, whew.
Yep.
Yeah. She's like, you want pancakes?
Yeah, she jumps on. She orders you a stack of lemon ricotta pancakes. Blueberry lemon ricotta pancakes at the Four Seasons.
It's like, no, you can look at your TikTok.
That's cool.
You can. I'm going to go in the kitchen.
If you're going to wallop my cunt like that, you can do whatever you want. You can order a fucking Ferrari if you want. Get that Testarossa you were talking about with your pal earlier.
Hell yeah.
Get the black one and the white one. Man. How's that feel, Sam?
Hell yeah.
It's me, Ellen.
That feels amazing.
You want the white one from Miami Vice too?
Yeah.
Cool. You can use that one as for your friends so you can play chase all over the city.
Thank you, Ellen.
No problem. Just make sure you're going to give me some of that fat cock ears later.
Yeah, Ellen's a good girlfriend.
She's chill. You want to play with my nipples later? I'll send you nudes.
I didn't think she was like that.
I'm going to send you nudes when I piss later.
We've made fun of Ellen a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it might be, if she's this good of a girlfriend, it's undeserved. I don't think we...
Egg on my face. Mistake.
I feel like an asshole, man.
We're stupid guys.
Dude.
She's sending you really funny pictures of her pussy, but while she's pissing. You're not even into that. Uh-huh. But it's so cute and kind of funny, you're laughing at it.
Yeah.
And she's like, ha ha ha, I'm such a dork.
Yeah.
That's what she says.
Yeah.
Got my nipples pierced. Just kidding, it's really good Photoshop. The barbells are like pot leaves. She's like this.
That's awesome.
You get a text picture. It's Ellen DeGeneres, your girlfriend, with a pot leaf double barbell nipple ring.
Mm-hmm.
She's so funny. She's like, do you like...
She gets a really good presence all the time.
Yeah.
Like she's always, every time there's something small but like really well thought out.
Yeah.
Sitting, like when she picks you up and you get in the passenger seat of the car.
Yeah.
Which she's driving probably an AMG Hammer.
Yeah, Hammer wagon.
Yeah.
Bobby Flay hands you a carrot cake.
Yeah.
You're like, he's like, do you like carrot cake?
Yeah.
And you're like, I love carrot cake. He's like, all right, bye. Thanks again, Ellen.
She always gets you coffee no matter what.
Always.
Doesn't even ask. It's just there. It's just
do you drink dry cappuccinos with 8 shots?
Yeah. She just pulls up. It's already sitting there, though.
Yep.
And it's still hot. It's like she's the last. She times it so that's the last stop she does before she picks me up from school.
She goes,
I'm going to school.
You don't have to talk to me. Play more video games.
I'm playing phone clicker games.
Play more.
Okay.
She goes, it makes my pussy wet when you play phone clicker games. I'm not trying to be passive aggressive.
You've been playing YouTube playables for about an hour now.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
YouTube playables?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I haven't done that yet. Is there anything? Is any of it fun? Is it on the YouTube app?
You just go on YouTube. I can go on YouTube now and just do playables.
So I was looking at a recipe for traditional German coleslaw the other day.
She makes you go. I've heard that before. Who is that?
Who cares?
These are YouTube playables. Yeah.
Can you get it on your phone? How do I get playables on my phone?
Maybe just look up playables in the YouTube app. I think you can do it on your phone. Maybe.
I want to play that. I want to play that.
Go to 15. Now go to 15 again. Go to 50. Yay!
They're making him chunky. It's making him chunky.
He's getting yanked.
This is fucking crazy. Damn.
Oh, it's...
oh, you have to bust through the hurdles with your size.
How do you, were you just playing that?
Yeah.
How do you play that? What game is that?
This one is tall, hold on. Tall Man.
Tall Man?
This one's called Sky Molester.
You can't do playables on your phone?
Tall Man Run. It's like totally Chinese.
How do you do playables on your phone?
Let me see.
Playables.
Yeah, they're literally, what do we call this?
This is the best podcast. We're looking up how to find playables on your
you
phone.
You can play YouTube playables. Can you access YouTube playables on mobile?
I might need to update my YouTube app.
Yeah. But wow. They're super. Yeah, anyways.
How was the runtime, Chris?
140.
Yeah, we'll cut and start a new one. Next episode, we're just starting on playables.
You're on the same playables.
Yeah.
I brought other clothes.
Me too.
All right, cool. So want a wardrobe change?
Yeah.
All right.
This episode's over. Bye.
Bye.
Bye for now.
I'll see you later.
We'll see you in a week.
I'll see you next week. We got tour.
Yeah, in the beginning of the video, you're going to see tour dates.
I'll see you guys in a week, man.
Merry Christmas.
Nick Roach for Sam High. Is it a perfect guy life or the life of a perfect guy? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit or jokes aside. Fucking with your followers. Like, share, subscribe. Comments. If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ended up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different dreams to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock. Strength and longevity. See the steam flow out the tops. Too smooth, so heavenly.